Hey, Clovia.
Hey, Senator Kaine, how are you?
I am really good. Glad to be talking today.
All right, let's do this. Senator Tim Kaine is representing Virginia in the 114th Congress, so let's get ready. Let's go into it. We want to get the real deal from Capitol Hill. Senator Kaine, the 114th Congress is dominant Republican in both the House and Senate, which could be a little challenge for the next few years, but we got to work together. So here's our first question. Since the majority of the Republicans are not happy with the Affordable Care Act, are Democrats willing to make some changes to the current law?
Yes, Democrats, we recognize the need to make some changes and improvements, but we will fight like the Dickens, Clovia, to stop Republican efforts to repeal it. Mm-hmm. Millions of Americans have health insurance now who didn't have it before, and the uninsured rate in the United States is at a near historic low. The growth of health insurance premiums have been dramatically slowed because of the Affordable Care Act, and the cost in the federal budget for programs like Medicare and Medicaid have also been dramatically slowed because of the Affordable Care Act. So we've got to fight hard to keep what's good, and especially health insurance for people who previously didn't have it. But in terms of changes that can be made, absolutely, we ought to be looking for any changes and improvements to the Affordable Care Act, just like we do with every other law in the books. Most of what we do isn't new laws. It's usually changes or adjustments to existing laws. So, yeah, I look forward to working with anybody who wants to be part of a reform and improve. I'm looking forward to partnering with them.
So we identify that folks need health insurance if they don't have it. We just don't want people to lose their health insurance by moving over to the Affordable Care Act.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And look, in any big program like this, first there's going to be some little challenges and mistakes when you roll it out. That was the case when Social Security was put in place. It was the case when Medicaid and Medicare were put in place. But big picture, premium growth has slowed, federal budgetary outlays have slowed, and the rate of uninsured in the United States has fallen from about 18% down to less than 13% just in 3 years. Mm-hmm. And the uninsured rate is now among the lowest it's been in the nation's history, which is all very positive.
So are all lawmakers excited about getting back to work?
Well, you know, that's a great question.
After a Christmas holiday?
I'm excited now that I'm here. I will say, Clovia, you know me and my family. My three children now all live in different cities. And while Ann and
really?
I see them at different times during the year, we don't often see them all in one place. So we had them home in Richmond with us for about 10 days over Christmas. And that meant driving back up to D.C. Monday. I kind of had the blues because that meant the kids are all going back touring. You know, one's in the Marines, one's in a teacher in Minneapolis, and one's in college, and they're all heading, you know, back to where they are. So I was a little blue. But once I got here, yeah, I'm excited. There's,
like,
you know, big challenges. Yeah, big challenges. You know, I think we're seeing some improving signs in the economy, which is great, but I continue to believe there's a lot of needs to have a better and better strategy for developing the workforce, and I especially focus on, like, career and technical training. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that offers, you know, all kinds of folks wonderful opportunities, but we haven't sometimes promoted career and technical training to the degree that we can, and that's one issue that I really look forward to working on with the new Congress.
And I just think as long as you keep in touch with the American people, we can assist you. We can help. We can, you know, put in our suggestions so we can make things better for all of us as Americans. I'm going to move on to this next question. President Obama wants a trade deal. He visited Beijing recently, and lawmakers want to block it. Some lawmakers are concerned a trade deal will outsource jobs from the U.S. Please explain.
Yeah, Clovia, this is a really complicated one, and it, you know, this is a debate that's almost a perennial debate. Are trade deals good for us, or do they cause us to lose jobs? And you'll hear that argued both sides.
Yeah.
I tend to think that more trade deals are good for us because we are a productive nation with a very productive economy. And the better trade deals we do, the more goods we export. In Virginia, we have a port that's one of the most active ports in the United States, and we can export more and more out of that port. We have an international airport at Dulles where people can travel around the world. So I tend to think trade deals give us opportunities and give our businesses opportunities to reach more markets. Is there some chance that you do a trade deal and then some jobs go overseas? Yes, that does happen. Mm-hmm. But you also find a whole lot of jobs getting created in Virginia because of trade. When I was governor, for example, many of the companies that were opening new businesses in Virginia, whether it was IKEA opening a manufacturing facility in Danville, or Canon doing an expansion in Hampton Roads, or Rolls-Royce doing the big facility down in Prince George County. A lot of the companies wanting to do deals in Virginia were foreign companies who were wanting to come to the U.S. So I think we ought to be doing these trade deals. We just need to make sure that the content of the deals is correct, and there's appropriate protections so that we don't benefit countries that have bad...
And we're clear that we're going to keep our jobs here for the American
people. Absolutely. And we don't want to benefit countries that have poor records on labor or human rights, or that force kids to work or have poor environmental standards. So you got to write the deals the right way. But on balance, trade has been good for Virginia.
Okay. Republicans want to improve... want to approve the Keystone Pipeline and move oil from Canada to the U.S. Is the Keystone Pipeline a good idea for the U.S., Senator Kane?
Clovey, I am an opponent of the Keystone Pipeline, a strong opponent, and not because of the pipeline, but it's because of the kind of oil that is involved. The Keystone Pipeline is proposed to transport a kind of oil called tar sands oil from Alberta, Canada, to the Gulf of Mexico. Tar sands oil is very different than what you and I would think of as conventional petroleum. It is incredibly dirty in terms of the carbon emissions that are produced by both mining these tar sands out of the ground and then refining them and shipping them. And I worry very much that increasing carbon emissions is one of the reasons we're seeing sea level rise that's threatening neighborhoods in Hampton Roads and other significant threats around the globe. So my strategy on energy is, let's be cleaner tomorrow than we are today. And I think tar sands oil is a bad bet. I think we ought to be, you know, focusing on things like the revolution that we're seeing in natural gas, which is dramatically cleaner, focusing on new technologies, wind and solar. I'm a proponent of nuclear power, which produces no greenhouse gas emissions. I think tar sands oil is like a dirty energy that's kind of yesterday's technology, and I don't want to do anything that accelerates the development of tar sands oil.
All right. So is there any way we can clean up the tar sands oil? Is there measures in place for that?
Well, I'd recommend folks that are interested in this. There's a great article in Outside Magazine, December 2014, called The High Cost of Oil, with some amazing pictures of what this region of Canada looks like to mine and refine these tar sands. And it looks like, you know, the transformation of beautiful forests into like a lunar landscape. And Clovia, one of the things that's interesting about this is, you know, this is a proposal to build a pipeline from Canada through the U.S. There is intense political opposition to this in Canada because of the devastating environmental effects of mining tar sands oil. So I don't really see a way to mine and refine this tar sands oil and do it cleanly. We have much cleaner alternatives, and those are the ones we should focus on.
All right. Senator Tim Kaine represents Virginia and the 114th Congress. Can we all just get along this session, Senator?
That is my goal, and I know it's Mark Warner's goal, too. And, you know, the new dynamic, it is a Republican majority, but I was used to working with two Republican houses when I was governor, and we disagreed on some things, but got a lot of good things done in other ways, and that's going to be my goal in 2014.
Right.
I mean 2015. Dang, I got to change my calendar.
I know it. You're thinking about the holidays again.
Yeah.
Senator Tim Kaine, thank you so much for giving us the real deal from Capitol Hill.
All right. Thanks, Clovia.